This is the JMU Journalism Podcast, the week's news and how we reported it.
The City Council are considering to abandon a planned tax increase, and too much money from taxpayers is being spent on canteen dogs, according to Luciana Berger. And we've got rant of the week, but we start off at Bold Street. Liverpool has been hit by a 1.6% decrease in the past 12 months as a result of a change in the economic crisis. Small businesses have been the most badly affected, experience what some call their worst Christmas sales of the past 2 years, while the high street stores thrive. Helen Turner has the story.
Christmas, a time of festive cheer, relaxing with the family and raking up the calorie count. But that's the last thing on the independent retailers of Liverpool's minds this year. Over the past 12 months, these small boutiques have seen a decrease in spending, which has sent many owners into a freefall frenzy. Whilst the high street stores of Liverpool One thrive with increases in sales over the festive period, it's the smaller businesses that are really feeling the effects of the economic crisis. Figures reveal that the city overall has felt a 1.6% decrease in spending since last Christmas, and with an average monthly rent price of £2,000 in Liverpool's Bold Street, a place renowned for its unique stores, shop owners say they are really feeling the pinch.
The threat for us, when Christmas sales begin early in December, people are used to seeing everything discounted and will not look to buy unless they see a reduction sign on it. So if unless they see a reduced price, they're thinking that they shouldn't be paying it, really. That's the trouble when sales begin too early. And the knock-on effect does affect independents like ourselves.
Some of our items are in great demand. However, because of the cuts, this last few months, the shop has felt an absolute drop in retail, and it's very worrying. It's worrying because in Liverpool the rates are very high, and of course we're not getting the people in buying, so obviously we're suffering because we have to actually realise £2,000 a month rates, and how can we do that when we're not having people in because they're so scared about spending money?
You've got to think outside the box, you know, to draw people up, especially up Bold Street, up the top end. What we do is try and get local people involved. We're just an independent cafe, you know, just trying to do our best.
Is there anything that you plan to do to improve the decrease in spending?
We just want to keep on doing what we do best, really, aren't we? We promote service above everything, you know. We're independent. We haven't got the capacity to go deep discounting like the big stores do. So we just offer the best service that we can and the best range of product that we can, and trying to do our best.
You just got to keep working at it, you know what I mean? Thinking new ideas. As I say, think outside the box all the time.
So with that in mind, only time will tell what the effect of the current state of the economy will have on these small businesses. Until then, these shop owners can only sit tight and wait. For Innovation FM, I'm Helen Turner.
Liverpool Council will reconsider plans to increase local taxes. The council are considering the £4 million boost offer from the government, meaning that they will not be raising taxes in the city. Lindsay Rogan has more.
Ahead of emergency budget meetings held Monday night, Council Finance Chief said the government's tax proposal was being actively considered. The council had originally planned to reject the offer and opt for raising local taxes. However, Liberal Party Councillor Steve Radford said he thinks accepting the offer is the best option.
Our view was the government is so unstable as to its financial plans from year to year. It makes announcements on local government finance almost by press release. It'd be better to take the money now and not enforce the cost of living increase on residents who are already pressed by rising utility bills and see what the government does next year.
Although raising taxes may have suggested fewer cuts being made, the councillor says no matter if the offer is taken or not, they will happen.
Cutbacks in services this year, regardless of whether we took the government's tax freeze offer or not, it is immaterial to the decision that there will be a reduction in services.
We took to the streets of Liverpool to find out their views on the potential tax increase, with most agreeing it's unfair to raise taxes when so many jobs and services are already being cut.
Why increase it? they're struggling now as it is. Why increase it? Don't think it's right.
You know, jobs are being lost, wages are being cut, but then all the taxes are being risen. We're not going to be able to afford it.
How can they charge us more when they're spending less? What's the money for? You know, what's the reason behind it? You can't just take 2.5% off us and not give us anything back.
Yeah, they're taking more, but they're not saying what it's for. Where's the money going if they're taking it off us? Wrong.
To be honest, I think it's a bit of a joke with the rising price of everything, food and things like that. I just don't see how they think we're going to afford to live these days, to be honest with you.
I think it's wrong. We pay enough. There's not enough services. We've got holes in the roads. Our bins get collected fortnightly, so I think they shouldn't increase it. They should actually decrease it.
Taxpayers in Liverpool are paying a large amount handling dogs according to recent figures. Last year totaled nearly £300,000 for the Merseyside region, and Liverpool's MP Luciana Berger believes it's a disgrace this much money is being spent. Jonathan Maley has more on this, and we apologise for the buzz on the interview.
The RSPCA take over 3,000 unwanted dogs a year. This may sound like good work, sheltering stray animals and finding them homes, but for many people this is costing too much. The figures have been announced at a time when frontline cuts are at the biggest they have been in decades. John Smallwood of the RSPCA explains why, despite the costs, it is important to home the dogs.
They are unwanted dogs. They are dogs that people have had and do not want anymore. It's vital, or you'd have packs of dogs roaming around the streets, wouldn't you? I mean, it is, as everybody can remember, from the 50s and 60s.
University students have a lot of work to do just before Christmas. This sometimes gets to their head, as this rather sarcastic rant of the week proves.
My name's Will Walton, and this is the rant of the week. And my rant's about university life, mainly because university ties me down and it doesn't give me a chance to explore my sense of wonder for the world. I want to go out travelling, but university and it seems lecturers don't let me do that, especially when I've spent 18 hours on a essay. And they give me a 42 for it. Frustration everywhere. Not only university itself in the academic side of it, but student accommodation too. I live in the Borough Hotel, and it used to be a pub. And last year I killed 2 rats. And then out of them 2 rats, we left it thinking it was a joke. And them 2 rats were eaten by another rat. And it just proves how shambolic these student places are, and you just get on with it. And the amount of stress levels you create from being a student when you've got no money and you've got no food... I've lost at least 3 stone. I used to be quite a healthy young lad, but now I'm built like a HB pencil. I can't even afford to get some fruit or a good protein meat in. But that's down to university, and that's university life. And I suppose it's not just me who's got to live with that, but some people have got mummy and daddy to sort each other out, eh? Never mind, eh? University.
This is the last podcast in the year 2011. We'll be back in February 2012. So from all of us at the JMU Journalism Radio...
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!